Molson Coors ditches corporate diversity programs. By Sean Moran on September 4, 2024. Beer behemoth Molson Coors on Tuesday said it is cutting its corporate diversity program, becoming the latest company to ditch diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Molson Coors sent a memo to employees that the company would stop linking executive pay to diversity hiring, eliminate supplier diversity goals, and will no longer cooperate with the Human Rights Campaign's corporate rankings. Conservative activist Robbie Starbuck shared a copy of the memo, and he said he had been preparing an attack on the company for its diversity programs. Other companies such as Ford, Lowe's, and Harley-Davidson have all backed away from their diversity policies. Bloomberg continued. U.S. companies have been scaling back DEI programs that some conservatives say discriminates against white men. The backlash follows a wave of pro-DEI policies being introduced across U.S. businesses in response to employee and customer anger over the 2020 murder of George Floyd by a white policeman. Conservative activists are telling companies to drop activism and focus on making products. DEI supporters warn that employees may be harmed by the pullback. Polling has revealed that Americans believe that corporations have become too political. A July Rasmussen poll found 48% of Americans believe that DEI programs discriminate against white men. And an August Gallup survey noted that Americans have become increasingly tired of corporations that weigh in on current events in politics. Daniel Cameron, the CEO of the 1792 Exchange and former Attorney General, explained to Breitbart News Daily how many corporations are abandoning DEI and ESG policies. "We've seen Tractor Supply, I want to give a shout-out to their CEO, Hal Lawton, we've seen John Deere, we've seen Harley-Davidson, we've seen Brown-Forman, Jack Daniels, others making a decision. And we see many in the tech space again leading the charge back to the middle on issues like ESG and DEI. They're getting rid of those DEI policies because they know at the end of the day corporations don't need to be built on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Our corporations need to be built on merit, excellence, and intelligence." Cameron said that Breitbart News Daily listeners are paying attention, and thanks to some brave and courageous CEOs, we're going to get our CEOs back in neutral. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.